I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Libyans celebrated in the streets as the death of ex-Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi was announced. Now that Gaddafi's dead, what will that mean for Christians? Medical Teams International's Bas van der Zalm says Christians need to pray for this nation.
Both in terms of the opportunities that they have to actually establish a much better government there, but there's going to be a lot of tribal concerns and other challenges for them. And also, I think, in terms of opportunities for us as Christian organizations, just to reach out to the people of that country and care for them and show them Christ's love.
They also need your support. Next, there's evidence that there's an increasing number of parents in the U.S. who are adopting HIV-positive kids from overseas. Interest has risen, due in part from changing U.S. immigration policies and in part to education. Bethany Christian Services' Sarah Ryder says they've developed 3 webinars to help. There are a host of other resources, too, for adoptive families, but also their communities. There's no excuse not to get involved.
In celebration of National Adoption Month, which is in November, we're offering the overview webinar for free.
Visit our website to learn more and get free resources. And Wycliffe Bible translators have seen a lot of changes over the last half century as technologies have changed. Teams with Wycliffe Bible translators are not only tasked with providing a written Bible in a heart language, but they're also encouraged to develop a media plan to reach the oral societies. Teams are being trained through their partner SIL International to deliver scripture through video, radio, audio player, cell phones, TVs, and the internet. Pray for wisdom and direction for those providing scripture. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to remember the persecuted church? Open Doors USA is offering a One With Them barbed wire-looking rubber wristband to remind you to pray for persecuted believers every day. Get yours free at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.